Trump's Department of Education replaces Pride Month with Title IX Month. By Katherine Hamilton on June 2, 2026. President Donald Trump's Department of Education on Monday announced that it is, for the second time, recognizing June as Title IX Month rather than Pride Month. The Department of Education said recognizing June as Title IX Month honors the 54th anniversary of the Educational Amendments of 1972. Title IX, which was signed into law on June 23, 1972, and commemorates women's struggle for, and achievement of, equal educational opportunity and, throughout the month. The department added that it plans to highlight the Trump administration's progress in restoring Title IX sex-based protections after the Biden administration took a wrecking ball to women's rights for 4 years. Title IX bans sex discrimination as a condition of receiving federal funding. Throughout the month of June, we're spotlighting the critical civil rights protections that women fought for decades to secure and the Trump administration's vigorous commitment to protecting Title IX's promise for current and future generations of women and girls, Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Kimberly Ritchie said in a statement. The Department of Education said in its announcement that its Office for Civil Rights, OCR, opened another Title IX investigation into Cabarrus County schools in North Carolina over allegations the district allows males in female-only intimate spaces. According to the department, several female students have alleged they were required to undress in front of males and that the district has either mocked or dismissed their concerns. One student recounted that her former principal said that there isn't anything the district can do to protect female students and that girls can go somewhere else if they feel uncomfortable. According to the department, Ritchie said the investigation demonstrates that the Trump administration will not stop pursuing districts that reportedly subject our women and girls to egregious violations of their privacy and safety. Under the Trump administration, no woman or girl will have to fight alone to secure her basic protections, and we will not relent until Title IX is restored to the fullest extent of the law, she continued. Per reporting from WBTV, the district issued a statement Monday evening saying it is fully cooperating with the government's investigation and is limited in what we can say regarding the specific allegations. Cabarrus County Schools remains committed to providing a safe, respectful, and legally compliant learning environment for all students, the statement reads. We will continue to follow applicable laws and court decisions while the OCR process proceeds and will not comment further on the specifics of the pending investigation. The Trump administration as a whole has forgone the LGBTQ+ propaganda of Pride Month that the Biden administration so vociferously engaged in, delighting millions of voters who had grown to dread the summer month's perverse celery. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.